Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Do you need to improve your English? Our podcasts help you with English language learning know-how. Learn English speaking through listening. It's the best way. We give you interesting material to listen to so that you can practice your English language skills. And we give you tips on how to speak English well. And if you find the podcasts are a bit difficult, it takes you a long time, or you only understand parts of the podcast, then why not give your English a boost by buying our Most Common 500 Words course? In this English speaking course, you learn and practice the most common 500 words in English and all their forms. So actually, it's a few more than 500 words, and it will give you a really, really, really good lot of listening practice so that you know all the common words and you don't forget them. Have a look at this and other Adept English products on our website at adeptenglish.com. Well, it's not often that you see men in a skirt. That's S-K-I-R-T. So skirts are mostly worn by women, but you might see a man in a skirt in certain situations. Quite famously, our own dear David Beckham wore a skirt some years ago, influenced no doubt by his fashion-conscious wife. You can still find photographs of this on the internet. It was more like a sarong, S-A-R-O-N-G, a wrap for the lower body, like you might wear on a beach. And not surprisingly, this didn't catch on as a fashion. It didn't become popular. If you were to watch something like RuPaul's Drag Race, very popular in the UK and the US at the moment, you would see more men in skirts there. But that's a different kind of thing. Scotland is a country where men wearing skirts is part of the national dress. Actually, if you call it a skirt, they get quite angry with you. But to the unfamiliar, that's what it looks like. So this item of clothing worn by Scotsmen is called a kilt, K-I-L-T. And although you might see kilts worn in the famous film about Scotland called Braveheart, which stars Mel Gibson, they are something which in reality didn't become popular until much later than the film is set. Scotsmen didn't really start to wear kilts until the 1600s. So actually, kilts were no more part of the life of William Wallace than Mel Gibson is Scottish. He is, however, half Irish, so part Celt, I guess. So if you've not seen a kilt, it's a skirt-like piece of clothing which is worn mostly by men. They come in different colours and they're pleated around the back. A pleat, P-L-E-A-T, is a word which describes a fold, F-O-L-D, in a piece of cloth. If you look at pleats in a piece of cloth from the side, it will look like a zigzag. If you're not sure, do a search online with the word pleat, P-L-E-A-T, or kilt, to show you the kinds of folds I mean. So the kilt is flat, without pleats at the front, and it has pleats at the back. And the material that kilts are made from is wool, W-O-O-L, what you would collect from a sheep. And the kilt usually wraps around. There's a double layer at the front, and it's secured at the waist and with a pin, a kilt pin. The length, that's L-E-N-G-T-H, meaning how long the kilt is, the length should finish on the knee. And the pattern it is woven in is called tartan. T-A-R-T-A-N. And there's a lot of tradition around tartan. Sometimes tartan is called plaid, P-L-A-I-D. There is a difference between tartan and plaid. Plaid is the name of any pattern with coloured lines which cross each other and have coloured squares in between. It's what you might see on a wool scarf, perhaps. But tartan refers to particular patterns, particular types of plaid, those which have a history. And these belong historically to particular families in Scotland. And if that's the case, they're called tartans. Sometimes these families are called clans, C-L-A-N. So how does one style a kilt? What do you wear with it if you're a Scottish man? Well, it's not that most Scottish men go around every day in their kilts. It's more for special occasions like a wedding, or for going to the Highland Games, or for Burns Night. Burns Night is a special night in January when Scots celebrate the birth of their poet, Robbie Burns. Well, thick socks up to your knees are important with a kilt. You won't often see a Scot in ankle socks or short socks with his kilt. I think that might be the wrong look. Thick leather boots or dressy shoes, again, as would be worn in the UK at a wedding. And on the top, well, it can be quite dressed up. A waistcoat, that's like England manager Gareth Southgate is famous for, and a formal jacket and tie. And a shirt called a gilly is common, if you want to look smart and go the whole way. But you do also sometimes see Scottish men wearing a plain old T-shirt with their kilts. And the last important part of the look? Well, that's the sporran, S-P-O-R-R-A-N. This is effectively a man bag. But again, that's like calling the kilt a skirt. You won't make yourself popular in Scotland if you say this, but it is a bag to put your things in, because in a kilt there are no pockets. So a sporran is where you put your keys, your money, and maybe your mobile phone, I guess, if you've got a big sporran. And sporrans can be simple and made of leather, or they can be large and made of animal fur. But the wearing of a kilt is usually done in a very manly way. Kilt wearers are not going to be mistaken for women wearing skirts on the whole. But the real mystery that people talk about, what do Scotsmen wear under their kilts? Well, apparently the answer is nothing at all if you're a true Scotsman. To be honest, if I was a Scottish man wearing a kilt, that would give me a big feeling of insecurity. One gust of wind and it would be very embarrassing. Plus it's cold in Scotland in the winter. So I think in reality, most Scotsmen who wear a kilt do put something on underneath. So there we have it. The kilt, something that's part of British culture and instantly recognisable around the world, despite the fact that Scotland is a tiny country with only around 5.5 million people. And even if you have never worn a kilt, and I did wear one as a child, so yes, girls do wear them, even English girls. Even if you've never worn a kilt, you may have worn plaid or tartan. I certainly have a few scarves and shirts with that design. Anyway, there is some British culture there for you to enjoy. Don't forget to listen to this podcast a number of times until you get to remember any new words that you've learned, like sporran perhaps, and it's no effort to understand. That's a useful bit of English language learning know-how. Learn English speaking through listening with us at Adept English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.